Well, Happy New Year, everybody, and want to get back to how I started the service. Have you thought about a to-do list? I'm going to ask you that in just a second. About no right or wrong answers, no judgment on anyone here tonight. We're church family, so that's one question. Then, have you come up with a to-be list? Maybe you haven't thought of it that way, but I want to explain that here in just a second because I think that's what Paul's getting after in this little letter to the Christians in Philippi. Some of us would be happy with this. Some of us might struggle with this thought, and that is, isn't it true that to-do lists keep us productive and efficient? Would you agree with that? Do you find to-do lists to be painful when you get them? I get some of those myself. The Bethlehem Steel Company, about 100 years ago in America, the company was really struggling with inefficiency and wasn't as productive as it should have been. And the president of Bethlehem Steel was Charles M. Schwab. This is in the early 1920s. And he resolved to solve their inefficiencies and their problem with production. And so he hired an expert to come into the company to give some advice and some wisdom. And they hired this man named Ivy Lee, was his name. And they were trying to figure out how he should be paid for his advice and wisdom to increase production. And this was the agreement between Ivy Lee and Charles Schwab in the early 1920s. Charles Schwab said, you know what? Or Ivy Lee said, the consultant came in and said this. He said, we don't need to agree on an amount, but after 3 months, just pay me according to how you feel my advice went with the company. Kind of an interesting way to pay someone. We don't do that these days, do we? True story. And this man, Ivy Lee, came into Bethlehem Steel, and he basically told the upper management to just put together to-do lists. He said, at the end of the day, write a to-do list. He specifically said, just write six things down, six items of what needs to get done for the next day. And if anything didn't get done on that next day, not a big deal. No one got fired. Wasn't a problem. You were just to put it on the to-do list for the next day. The key with the strategy, all it was just putting together to-do lists. How did it turn out? I don't know if there's any way to measure how it turned out, but this is a true thing that happened. After 3 months, Charles Schwab wrote Ivy Lee a check of $25,000. Now, in today's money, if you equate that, that's $500,000. It must have gone pretty well. That's proof. Isn't that proof? Writing a to-do list helps us, makes us productive, efficient. As we're thinking about entering into 2023, maybe you've put together a to-do list. I just want to pause for a moment and just share about that. I'd love to hear from you. No judgment on anyone's to-do list, just something maybe that you're thinking about. It could be an exercise routine. It could be taking something off your bucket list that you always wanted to do. It could be that backyard project that you put off last year and you just want to get it done. So let's just take a moment. Any to-do list items heading into 2023 that you guys have? Colleen? Okay. Does Molly get to pick the family pictures, or is that? Oh man, that's awesome. That's a great to-do thing. Yeah, Lindy. Okay. All right. Some gardening. Cool. Anybody else? To-do list? Molly? Nice. Yeah. Yikes. That just speaks of 60s, doesn't it? It's just like, man, dated. Yeah. Yeah. Alicia can't share because I feel like her to-do list might equate to something that I, yeah, no. We're going to what? Read more. Yeah. That's a good one. Yep. Read more. Anybody else? Yeah, Dan. Nice. That's a good one. Solitude. Yeah.